I saw that the, I think everyone's aware that Director Long has resigned. You know, it's another controversy, another recognition. And, you know, for someone who had just been on the job for, what, maybe 2 months? There was 3 months? Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about subsequent to approval, but he was on the job prior to that. That, you know, I think he's certainly there were problems that we have with inconsistencies that he had and comments made to senators along the line, but many of the actions that took place that are in question happened before he got there. So, you know, and I think we're still going to continue to look at what DOR has done, what the Highway Patrol, their involvement, and we walked a letter over the Department of Revenue asking them to cease copying people's personal documents.
Do you think they'll do that?
You know, I think I did see that the Highway Patrol, and hit, with respect to his responsibility, said, given a choice to do over, that he would do things differently. I hope that the Department of Revenue will reconsider as well. I think if there's a greater policy discussion to occur if they want to move forward, I think you pointed out, Bob, there's a couple different ways that can be addressed. It can be addressed by rule, which that goes through administrative hearing process, or it can be addressed statutorily. And I think they need guidance from the legislature prior to doing anything else.
Do you think the legislature would approve a change of rule if they put a rule into effect to do what they're doing?
You know, it's up to them. I think there would be serious doubts, yes. But that's the process that we have, and that's the one they need to follow.
They say that they have imposed this practice as a way to try to make sure inside the state that people are not committing fraud, that they have the record, they will have the record the next time you come to renew a license, and if you're not squared with the records that were put in there earlier, they have a problem. How else do you want them to address fraud if you don't want them to save these records as a reference for the next time somebody comes?
I'm just saying that when they change the process, in light of what has passed this legislature and been signed into law by the governor, that they just can't have, well, we think it should be done this way now. You know, there's a process to be followed, and if they have a problem with it, then they can request of the administration of the legislature to change the law.
What do they have to do to get the money back in the budget?
Well, you need to go talk to Senator Schaefer about that and the committee. You know, that's not the only thing, as you point out, that we're working on. The Appropriations Committee continues to meet. You know, there's new funding for public education. You know, it's encouraging that, you know, that we don't have a $500 million budget shortfall to deal with this year. And so, you know, we're going to meet our commitment to education and find a way to provide additional funding as we meet all the other current obligations that we have. And so the Appropriations Committee will continue to do its work. I know there's a question about the senior circuit breaker in light of an announcement the governor made. The way that I read his position on the circuit breaker, the elimination of the renter's piece, is that it shouldn't happen by itself. And I share that. I said that on the floor, Senate floor, and I said that in House committee, that to move forward and to do to repeal just the renter's piece and not do broader tax credit reform would be a terrible decision.
In your conversations with the House, can the broader bill
get
passed?
Well, I'm doing everything I can. We passed the bill prior to spring break. I've been saying let's get a bill to conference. You know, give us something we can work with and work on. The Senate has moved off its position in the last 2 years, which was requiring a sunset of the two biggest programs. I think we can get there. You know, by my read of the governor's letter, we can pass two bills, one that has broader tax credit reform and then one that makes his change in putting those funds into the appropriations process and supporting health and mental health and many other programs that provide benefits to low-income and elderly individuals. We can do that in one bill in the broader reform, or we can couple them together. And so that's my read of the governor's position, and I think it's one that I think he's had an evolution, because when Director Lubering testified for my bill, there was no mention about how it needed to be a part of a broader bill. So, you know, that's fine. I think he and I philosophically are in the same place.
So back to the licensing and CCW issue. First, the administration says your data is protected. Then, oh, we gave it to them, but they couldn't read it. Oh, we could read it. No, we couldn't read it. Yes, we. What do you believe that comes out of the administration right now?
You know, I you know, Senator Schaefer is really the individual that's taking the lead on this. You know, I have a responsibility to manage the Senate, handle many of our caucus priorities. It's certainly something I'm very concerned about, that you know, we took action on and sending a letter to the Department of Revenue today asking them to cease to scan those documents until, you know, we have a resolution where we have consensus on the Senate floor. And so, you know, I think this continues to play out. But when I talked to you on Thursday, I said it's, and I would say in light of the resignation of the department director, that it's time to move forward. It's time to be more forthcoming with answers and to answer our questions, you know, without us having to pull teeth to get answers, and to have the honest answer be the first answer we get.
Is there anyone else in the administration who you think, based on what you know now, should follow Brian Long into the private sector?
You know, I think we're still getting information. I'm not calling for anyone's head right now. I didn't ask for the department director to resign at this time. We need someone to review this completely. And obviously, the governor's office outside of Department of Revenue didn't know what was going on. The Highway Patrol said that the governor didn't know what was going on. So in light of their not knowing what is going on, the legislature is going to take on that responsibility and get the answers that we need to get.
Is there any way you can get at Brian Long's predecessor and get her before the committee?
That's not something I've thought through. I'm overwhelmed by the, you know, great sadness and you know, the terrible tragedy in Boston. So,
forgive me if this question has been asked before. I jumped in. But Kurt Schaefer said Brian Long was thrown under the bus. Do you sense that? Do you believe that?
Yeah. Sorry, Phil, if you weren't here at the beginning. I just said, you know, here's someone who served in the capacity of 3 months, and many of the actions that took place took place long before he got into that position. So, you know, now we weren't happy with some of his answers and his inconsistency in his answers to the committee. You know, and certainly that's a big problem, but I don't think it gets to the root of what's been going on at the Department of Revenue.
Ultimately, can the legislature, can the Senate force the administration, force the department to stop building this database?
Well, we're going to use the tools that we have, and I think you've seen one, and that's through the appropriations process. You know, and we've used a subpoena to have the department comply with us getting documents, so that if they're not going to give us the answers, then give us the source material and we'll do the work ourselves.
In the House today, there was a hearing over a House bill that would sit in place an impeachment process for agency heads. Like, say, if Brian Long did not resign and this law were in effect, the House and Senate could, through some type of committee process, actually impeach agency heads appointed by the governor. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, the House is planning to send us the bill. I think we should consider it.
Senator Richard, I mean, you've been sitting over there listening to all this. Is there anything that you'd care to comment on about the...
Tom speaks for us.
Uh-huh. So you were one of the first to say that the Department of Revenue Motor Vehicle Division should be defunded. So,
Still think it's a pretty good idea. What do you think?
Well, what are you going to do about getting folks their driver's licenses come July 2nd?
The chairman said he's going to fund necessary jobs through the revenue, but
But if I still have to give them my papers that they copy before I can get my license, it doesn't seem like he will have accomplished it, I think.
The President of the Senate sent out a cease and desist order today to quit taking that information and use to require a database. So we'll see if they comply. If not, you know, you were talking about the other lady at Revenue. I mean, there's still subpoena powers, a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if we don't start getting the truth, I'm going to ask the chairman to start swearing in under oath a testimony Revenue, and we'll see how that goes.
Is there a penalty for lying to the legislature?
Well, there may be. Is there a penalty lying to a judge, too? I mean, we've already started doing things that's hasn't been done in 20 years. I guess we can take one more step.
Ultimately, if the Revenue Department is not going to back off, unless if the administration's not, is there realistically anything you guys can do to stop it?
Probably not. But we're trying within our means, and if we have to, I guess we can introduce other legislation that's coming. I think the House has got some things. So.
Now, we have also have the situation where the Office of Inspector General seemingly has given the patrol colonel one story, then the head of the inspector general gives Senator Representative Lukemeyer a story, then the story changes back, and suddenly it's the one that was told to the patrol colonel as of this morning. Do you think that our congressional delegation, in addition to Congressman Lukemeyer, ought to be getting into action?
I'm sure Blaine's already notified our whole congressional. If I know Blaine, and I served with him a number of years, if I know him, he's already notified everybody.
Okay. And what do you see as the necessary or the information that Missouri might need from the SSA?
The SSA, Social Security. You know, we're in new ground here in the legislature. And, you know, you're asking questions of impeachment and everything else that's setting a new standard. I guess we'll just have to see how far Senator Schaefer's testimony goes, but I'm losing my patience, you know.
With 5 weeks to go in the session?
I'm losing my patience with Revenue.
With 5 weeks to go in the session, are there any bills you're starting to worry aren't going to make it to the finish line that need to?
I did everything that the Senate's asked me to do and get out of here before the break, and we're trying to get something back, and peers are having a little problem with that.
Does this hurt the governor's, the administration's credibility with some of the issues that they've been pushing that, for which there's some resistance, like Medicaid?
Well, Medicaid, I think the president took care of that by those DSH payments, postponing that for a year. I mean, if the bill wasn't dead, it's dead now till next year. I mean, the hospitals aren't in a panic now. They still got the DSH payments. So,
Does this put a focus, though, on reform rather than...
That's what I hear. But, you know, I'm just a traffic cop.